Cape Talk.
Call 021 446 0567.
Quick touch base with Gabby Lowe from the Jenna Lowe Trust, because I was chatting to Gabby a couple of weeks ago and she mentioned a very special project which the Trust is running to try and repurpose some of the equipment that people might have bought during the COVID pandemic and put it to good use for patients suffering from pulmonary hypertension, which, as you will recall, is the condition which really is at the heart of the Jenna Lowe Trust and its work. Gabby, it's lovely to have you on the show again. Welcome back.
Thank you, Pippa. Always a joy to talk to you.
Thank you. Gabby, just for those who've missed all previous interviews and have not been Cape Talk listeners very long, if they've never heard us talk to you before, the Trust is a wonderful way of paying tribute to and remembering the legacy of your late daughter, Jenna Lowe, who sadly succumbed to pulmonary hypertension. But the work you've done in her name since she passed has reached so many patients to make sure that they have access to care, not so?
Absolutely. We now have approximately 500 patients at the Groote Clinic, the Pulmonary Hypertension Clinic, which is named after Jen. And it's extraordinary, actually, that we are really reaching quite a few people, teaching doctors every year, sending them out into Africa, educating patients. It's fantastic.
Amazing. Awesome work. What an incredible legacy for you to remember Jenna by as well. Gabby, you mentioned in our previous conversation that oxygen machines are one thing that many patients are forced to rely on, particularly as they wait for the possibility of a lung transplant. And you said to me, you know, there's so many people who might have purchased an oxygen machine while they were struggling with COVID and might have it sitting gathering dust in the back of a cupboard somewhere at home. What would you be able to do with such a machine?
Oh, we desperately need them. So we have, as I said, so many patients. And as pulmonary hypertension patients come to the sort of later stages of their illness, they really do need supplemental oxygen on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And these are state patients who cannot afford to buy machines and who don't have medical aid. So the trust can only raise so many funds in a year, and oxygen machines are really expensive. So what we would do is we would service, and then we lend them out to our patients, and we service them on a regular basis, keep an inventory of them, and lend them to patients as and when they need them. So it can either be a floor standing machine, or if anyone has a portable machine, I mean, those are like gold for our patients so that they can actually leave the house.
Yeah.
So anyone who has a machine who's not using it, we would be so grateful because it makes a massive difference to our patients' lives.
Gabby, I'm really hoping that at least a few Cape Talk listeners are listening to this going, "Ooh, that's what I can do to get it out of my cupboard." How do they reach out to you to make contact with you to facilitate that?
Wonderful. So either they can go through the website, www.jennalowetrust.org, and Low is spelled L-O-W-E, or our nurse Hillary, her email address is hilbar@mweb.co.za.
Sorry, won't you just repeat that email address? H-I-L?
B-A-R at mweb.co.za.
At mweb.co.za. I have made a note of that, so if anybody is listening to this driving and couldn't take down those details, you're very welcome to mail me after the show and I'll pass those details on. Gabby, before we let you go, I believe it's a very fortuitous thing that we're having this conversation today. In fact, one of your patients from the PH clinic is awaiting a lung transplant this very day.
Oh, I've actually got goosebumps when we talk about it, because when Jen was so ill, you couldn't have lung transplants in Cape Town. In fact, you couldn't have a lung transplant as a state patient.
Yeah.
And now we're doing them at Groote, and we have a patient actually receiving her transplant today.
Oh, you've given me goosebumps, Gabby, because I so remember your story in your wonderful book, Get Me to 21, of that frantic flight to get Jen to Joburg for her transplant. Yeah. It's incredible to think that not every family has to go through that anymore. Partly because of the work that you have done to expand our knowledge of this condition in South Africa. So real congrats to you and the whole team for the work you've done. And I hope you'll have some Cape Talk listeners reaching out to offer you the use of their oxygen machines.
Thank you so much, Pippa. Really appreciate the time. Thank you.
It's always a pleasure, Gabby Lowe. Lovely to have you with us. And once again, please do consider reaching out via the website jennalowetrust.org, and the Lowe is spelled L-O-W-E.